Mike and John in the morning, and a program called Small Town Big Hearts, a crowdfunding initiative, is launching next week in Brighton. And joining us on the line, we've got three guests from the Downtown Development Authority Board Chairman, Tim Corrigan. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
We've also got from the Brighton Chamber of Commerce, President Pam McConaghy. Pam, you still with us?
I'm still with you. Good morning.
All right. And from the Wooden Spoon and El Arbol restaurants, Steve Pylon on the line with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Good. So, Steve, let's start with you on this. Owner of the Wooden Spoon, El Arbol, of course, in Brighton. So the Small Town Big Hearts crowdfunding, it's going to get underway next week. This is a chance for people to kind of show their support for their favorite downtown businesses. From a business owner perspective, talk us through how this is really going to be a big boost for you guys.
Oh, this is going to be a great boost. City manager, Nate, and I was worried about what's happening with the loans currently because a lot of them are being, they're kind of dragging behind. And so I was thinking of how can we get some money into some of these small businesses so they can at least pay for some of their fixed costs because they don't have any revenue coming in. And so that was really kind of like the grassroots behind all of this.
And so, you know, obviously, being a business owner, you've seen the receipts take a hit in a major way that no one could have foreseen, and trying to, you know, keep afloat, because we're all beginning now to look at, okay, we're beginning to talk about reopening things. You know, it'll probably come in a phased approach, but, you know, it's going to take some time for these businesses to get back on their feet. And in the meantime, this is an opportunity for residents to kind of reach in there and make a direct impact to make sure that these places stay open.
It is. It's a great opportunity. There's a lot of people in the community that want to give, and sometimes they just don't know how to give because a lot of the businesses are empty. So this is an opportunity, basically a catalog of all the small businesses that fall within the DDA that
Tim, since you're from the Downtown Development Authority, the DDA, you're a part of the marketing on this crowdfunding. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, basically what we've tried to do from a DDA perspective is just try to put together more or less a hub where you can go to seek out the different options that are available out there right now. And certainly this crowdfunding initiative is one that we are promoting in a big way right now. You know, certainly with our partners at Lake Trust that have stepped up to help, that is kind of the initiative that we've been taking, is just trying to be the liaison to put all the parties together and work with Patronicity and them to allow them a spot to go in and direct them to, you know, access this and the other initiatives that we continue to work on.
So Patronicity, as you mentioned, they're going to be hosting the crowdfunding page. And then Lake Trust, one of the big partners in this, they're going to be doing some matching contributions. Walk us through that, Tim, about how that's all going to work.
Okay, basically, we've got Patronicity, which would help set up a page for folks that need assistance in getting, you know, a crowdfunding page set up. We also have other people that within the city that have volunteered to help. And those who need that may not be as sophisticated on setting those types of things up. And Lake Trust has up to $20,000, $25,000 they put forward, $20,000 they will use for matching funds of up to $750 per participant. And then they also have, they're going to have five $1,000 grants that they will choose put to the business cause that kind of meets their criteria of what, you know, supports the Lake Trust belief.
And we also have Pam McConaghy on the line from the Greater Brighton Area Chamber of Commerce. Pam, what's the chamber's role in all of this?
Well, we're part of the collaborative. It's a unified body here, everybody working together towards the hope that, you know, we could help support our businesses during this dire time where they really need the help. We want to bring them back and encourage them to come back and encourage them to do this Patronicity program. And, you know, we have a wonderful, vibrant downtown, and we need to bring it back to, we need to restore it to where it was before.
Now, Pam, I know you had mentioned before that, obviously through the years, you know, businesses like Lake Trust and others, you know, they've given into the community in terms of like sponsoring sports teams or, you know, parent teacher organizations. And this is a chance for, I guess, the community to kind of return that favor.
Right. Well, it's the time for the community to return that favor, in that those stores, those restaurants are always being asked to give to the community, like you just said, the sports activities or whatever the cause is. They always hit those merchants, and those merchants are so very generous. And so it's a good time for the community to give back, for the customers to give back. And, you know, we've got to give a really big shout-out to Lake Trust for doing this. They have really stepped up with this money, and we may do another one of these initiatives following this Lake Trust campaign, but, you know, we really, really appreciate them and their generosity.
Now, this all launches next week, Small Town Big Hearts, launching next week. Maybe Tim, you can take this question. When officially does it launch, and when can folks start donating to the crowdfunding on the page?
Well, we're opening for businesses looking to build a campaign actually this morning. You know, we've got the first webinar is today at 1 p.m., which you should be able to get at the City of Brighton website there. Our city manager assistant, Henry Outlaw, has been instrumental in helping get the program set up for people to begin to learn how to do this. So it's actually kicking off this afternoon.
And so, Steve, again, you know, you're a pretty creative guy. You know, I love the Wooden Spoon and LR Bowl. So for businesses, to speak from that perspective, like what Tim was just talking about, it's up to each business to sort of highlight themselves to see how creative they can get to make their case to the community.
It is. It is. And what it is, and the way I was really, we've been looking at it, is setting up reward options for the different levels of contribution. You know, whether you're getting a free lunch for two at a certain dollar level. And so it's this really kind of, you know, in my opinion, you don't need to be super creative. I just need to think outside that box a little bit and say, hey, what can we help? What can we offer the customer to help us, so to speak?
And so, you know, I'm just curious, Steve, this kind of a campaign, I mean, you know, where are you at? I mean, is this going to be the difference? Is this campaign going to be the difference for you and other business owners between making it and not making it?
In my honest opinion, I don't think it's going to be the deal breaker, so to speak, but it truly helps offset some of the fixed costs that all these small businesses are still paying, whether it's the gas or the electric and things of that nature. You still have insurance bills that are coming through. And so it's going to help maybe offset if anybody has applied and received any funding from any of the government loans. So it's really kind of helped bridge all of that.
And I think, and I guess it's worth mentioning, the fact that the quicker the businesses can get back up and running at full potential, you know, once the health authorities and everybody says that that's okay, obviously the quicker they're going to get everyone back to work. I mean, this is going to benefit the community in so many different ways.
It truly is. You know, the city of Brighton is, as Pam put it, so vibrant and so alive. And I think as a business owner, I'm missing that. I'm missing that excitement. And I think we need to obviously do this in phases, and it looks like they started rolling out some of those yesterday, and I think everybody's ready as well. So
Tim, as you said, the webinars are going to start today for those businesses that want to take part in the Small Town Big Hearts initiative. Where should they go, to get that information and make that happen?
I'd put them to the City of Brighton website there, and it will direct them to where they need to go to get involved in the meeting room to see how they need to go about setting this up.
Right. And that's at 1 o'clock this afternoon, you said?
That is correct.
Right. And again, that's brightoncity.org, the website there. Of course, folks can go there. And we're going to put the details up on our website as well as on our Facebook page. The Small Town Big Hearts Initiative launching next week with a great collaboration between the City of Brighton, the DDA, the Chamber of Commerce, and local business owners. Lake Trust Credit Union pitching in with some matching funds, and then Patronicity being the hosting platform. So this is a real opportunity for the businesses to step up and make their case, and then for the community to kind of say, like, all right, this is a place I really enjoy, and I want to make sure that it thrives, and putting that in there as a way to help out these businesses. So once again, DDA Board Chairman Tim Corrigan, Pam McConaghy from the Greater Brighton Area Chamber of Commerce, and Steve Pylon, owner of the Wooden Spoon and LR Bowl. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.